All right. I would like to start by showing you that our words that we made up last time. So last time we made up two words, and we said two words that Google doesn't find. And I want to show you that Google actually doesn't find the words. So first of all, I should probably plug in my computer. Words are actually on the website. So this is the website of the class, and all the way to the bottom, I added this part that says our Google experiment, and the first made up word was dude face with two L's at the end, and I added it to this website. So it's on the internet now. It's out. So I'm going to look it up. Okay, this is our word. And it doesn't show. Okay? So this word is on the internet, but it doesn't, Google can't find it. Yeah. Yeah.
Does Google have access to that page? Because I can't hit that. So
okay. Right. So we're trying to figure out how Google works. So this is part of that. Okay? So right now, all we know is that the word is on the internet, it was recently added, and Google can't find it. Yeah.
They have a lot.
Right, right. And we'll see that later. But right now, yeah. Okay? And then, so this word, this webpage, there are other pages on the internet that link to it. Okay? But Google can't find the word. And the second word is on a different, is on this webpage, right? So it's the website, our website / experiment. And the second page is the sheep's can't see covers in one word. And this is on the internet too. And let's see if Google can find it. Can't find it, okay? The difference between the two web pages is that the second web page, this really boring one, there's no links from other web pages to this web page. As opposed to the other page where there's links to from other pages to that web page. Alright, that's the first thing that I want to show you. So remember that. And the second thing is something that this is a web page that this class has used in previous semesters, and this is to make it a little bit more intuitive about ands and ors and nots. So this is a game, okay? So the game is the computer has chosen one of these characters, and each character has hair color. Okay, this is the hair color, this is the, I think, the shirt color, this is the pants color, and the gloves color, okay? And there's no two characters that have these same exact characteristics, right? So the computer has chosen a character, and we have to guess what the character is, okay? So we can ask questions like, not blonde hair. Okay, let's try that. And so we're saying, we think that the character that the computer has chosen does not have blonde hair, and the computer says, no, that's not true. The character that the computer has chosen that does actually have blonde hair. And it crossed out everybody who had blonde hair. Okay? Okay, let's try something else. What else should we try? So we can build here. We can use not or not. So we can use not or we can not use not.
Okay, and that this is like, this is all the characteristics, and then we can use and or, another not, or not, and another characteristic. So we can say stuff like, you know, red gloves or green gloves or something like that. So what do you, what should we use to guess? I don't know, anybody.
Green body.
Okay, the computer says it doesn't have a green body. It crossed out everybody who has a green body. Okay? So these are the ones left. Red hair. This guy. Okay? So you have this. This is going to be in one of the next homeworks. Homework 2 will be up tonight, and this is not in homework 2, but it's going to be in homework 2. It's going to be like, guess, you know, try the, you know, what guesses do you have to use to only use 4 guesses? If you do this in 4 guesses. Yeah, yeah.
Guesses.
Yeah. What are your guesses?
Isn't that close to that?
Yes, exactly. Yep. That's exactly the strategy. And so you have this. This is the computer chooses a character, and then you have you choose, and the computer guesses. So let's choose one character. Which one should it be? I don't know. Which one? Which one? Top right. This one? Okay. So now computer asks blue body. So it's false, right? Not green legs and not black hair. Not green legs. So anything other than green legs. So, not green legs is true, right? And not black hair is false. So it's false, right?
Okay. Oh, and it can use or, too.
You can use or, you can use and. So blue legs and blue gloves or red gloves. It has blue pants, but blue legs. It does have blue legs, right? But it doesn't have blue gloves. So it's blue legs and blue gloves is false. Or red gloves, so this is all false, right? Does that make sense? Okay, and then not blonde hair, true, and green legs, false. Green legs is false, so false. And then not green body, true, or green legs, so true, right? Because not green body is true.
Hasn't he
guessed
5 times?
Yeah, 5, I guess. Okay, so the best you can do is 5 guesses, I think. Okay? So this is what. So, you know, we're hoping that this will make all the ands and nots and ors a little more intuitive. You know, hopefully that it's not just tables, truth tables. Okay. Any comments or anything? Questions before we get started? Because, you know, our last lecture was a long time ago. Very quick recap. We talked about adding and subtracting binary numbers. And again, we saw this slide and how we can add two numbers. And we also had an example. There's no 2 or 3 in binary. So we said that 0 plus 1 plus 1 is 1, 0 carry the 1. And 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 1 carry the 1. And these are the only situations that we're going to have when we're going to add binary numbers. We also learned to subtract numbers. And we talked about how we borrow. We talked about stuff like, you know, 1, 0 minus 1 is 1 because 1, 0 is actually 2, and so on. And so any questions about this? We're going to have some quicker questions about converting between binary to decimal and decimal to binary, and also subtraction and adding. So, if you want to ask anything, okay, we'll see how it goes. So this is, let me get this started. Convert from decimal to binary. So the question is, what is 306 in binary? Table somewhere. So please set up your subfrequency.
That's very unique.
Okay, sorry. Anybody need more time? Yeah. You need more time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Okay. So I'm stopping. Everybody's cool? Seems to be the popular answer. I don't remember what it is, but let's see. So we start with I'm going to do it over here. So we start with 256, right? We do 306 minus 256 is 50. So we have a 1 here, minus 32 is 8, not 8, 18, then we have a 2. Okay, so it's a 2, and a 16, a 32, and a 256. So that is B. Okay, good job. Okay, what is the binary number 1101001 in decimal? The answers are A, 102, B, 103, C, 104, D, 105, E, 106. Stop at 1:45. Seconds. Anybody need more time? Yeah? Alright. Wanna stop? I guess. Yeah, 105 is the right answer. Okay. Next question. You have to add 1101001 plus 11101. And the options are A, 10001010, B, 11100000, C, 10000010, E110000 and E10000001.
I'm going to stop. Anybody need more time? No. Okay. Stopping? Okay. A, 79% is the right answer. Okay. And the next question. What is 1 3 0s 1 2 0s 1 1 minus 1 0 3 1 0? And the options are A, 3 1s 2 0s 1 0 1, B, 3 1s and 4 0s, C, 2 1s 5 0s and a 1, D, 1 0 1 5 0s and a 1, E, 1 5 0s and a 1.
more spread out.
Is there a way to do it with just one?
Sorry?
I just converted both numbers.
Yeah.
And then converted the answer. Is that the way you're supposed to do it?
No. That's not the way you're supposed to get it. You can't get it that way.
I was not here to answer.
What was your answer?
I got the right answer. But
okay.
I converted everything.
How do you know what the right answer is?
Just convert them all to decimal.
Right. Okay.
So, 307 mark.
Okay,
some
yeah, well, okay, you're supposed to know how to do it without converting, but, you know, you can do that too. So, yeah, A is the right answer. So I'm going to do it the way, I'm going to write on the board. Hopefully, most of you can see. So, computers. Computers deal with bits in chunks. So you hear stuff like, if you buy a computer and if you look into the technical details, you hear stuff like, you know, 32-bit processor, 64-bit processor. That means that processor deals with numbers in chunks of 64 bits, 32 bits, and so on. And what can happen, for example, if you have only 8 bits, the weird thing that happens is that there's something called overflow. So when you have an odometer, if your odometer was only 4 digits and it showed, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, that could mean that, you know, the mileage is, you know, 1,234 or 11,234, right? You don't know the actual mileage. Whenever the odometer goes to, say, you know, it's a 4-digit odometer. When it goes to 9999, what is the next number? It's not 10,000, right? As it should be. It's 0. Okay? So basically, the odometer throws away the most important digit. You know? So if you had stuff like, if say we had only 4 digits to work with, if we add 8, say this is mileage, right? If we have 8,744 miles and we take a trip, I don't know, cross country or whatever, and we travel that'll be more than that, but 6,592 miles, the total is 15,336, but what is the odometer going to say? It's going to say 5,336, right? Okay, so that happens to computers too, a lot, actually.
So this is not cool because these numbers are,
you know, this is a pretty big number, right? I mean, we're not going to convert it right now, but it's, you know, it has a 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64 plus something, okay? And this is even bigger, so 128 plus something. And what is the result is, so the computer computes this, throws away the 1, and what is this?
5.
This is 5, okay? So humongous, you know, very big number plus very big number is 5, yeah, okay? So that is something that is not cool, but we can use it to do subtraction really easily, turns out. So another clever question.
So here it is. This is tricky. Say you have you only work with 8 bits, okay? You're an odometer, and you don't have more space than 8 bits. So any number you're dealing with, you only have 8 bits to store it. What is, 0, 1, 0, 1, 4 zeros plus 1, 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0? What is the result of that addition? And your options are A, 8 zeros, which is 0, B, a 1 and 7 zeros, which is 128, C, a 1 and 8 zeros, which is 256. You only have 8 bits to store your answer. Yeah. For any number, you only have 8 bits to store it. That's pretty important. That's better.
I can see the percentages of the answers on the... So, it's better now than it was before. Hint. Oh. All right. I'm going to stop.
Unless anybody wants to change their mind. All right. Stopping. Okay. Yes. A. That is the right answer. And why is that? So what do you get here? If you add these two numbers, you're going to get 1, 0, 0, 0, 0. Did everybody get this number when they added? Okay, because you have a 1 plus 1 is 0 carry to 1, and then it all goes and cascades to the end. So, but the problem is you only have 8 bits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you throw away this 1, and you get 0, which is weird. Okay, but this is cool also because, I mean, you know,
I'm sure subtraction is nobody's favorite thing to do. You know, it's not like, oh wow, I went to class today, I learned to subtract binary numbers. I can't stop doing it. It's so great. So we want to find an easy way to subtract numbers. And how do we do that? Well, you know, we know that addition is like if we subtract two numbers, right? If we subtract the numbers, we can say, instead of 3 minus 2, we could say 3 plus minus 2. Well, we like to do addition better than subtraction, right? So, you know, we don't get rid of the minus 2, but if we can find a way to turn subtraction into addition, that would be really great. So here's a reminder from algebra. You know, you have this additive inverse. Of x is a number y such that x plus y is 0. Okay? So that's the theory. And, you know, this is another example. Two binary numbers, two decimal numbers that I convert to binary. It gives you one with 8 zeros, which is a 0, because only the zeros are kept. And so, so these numbers were 83 and 173. But add it up, they give you 0. So we can interpret this number here as either 173 or minus 83, right? Because add it up to 83, it gives you 0. It doesn't give you 0, but the computer sees it as 0. Okay? So, again, computers are all about, you know, how do you interpret, you know, you have a sequence of bits, how do you interpret it? And this is, you know, we have a really easy way to find the negative of a number by using this overflow idea. So this is also, the same thing in binary. This is basically, again, one with 8 zeros, which is 0. If we subtract the number from 0 minus a number, gives us minus that number, because we get rid of the 1. And then when we add these things together, it gives us 0. So, we still need to subtract numbers, right? So what if we had a really easy way of finding the negative of a number? And we do. And it's called the truth complement. And here's, if you have a number, like 83 in binary, so a whole bunch of zeros and ones, this is how you compute minus 83. There's two steps involved. First step is you take the bits of the number and you flip them all. The zeros become one, the ones become zeros. Okay? So that should be pretty straightforward. And then you take the result that you got and you add one. And when you add the 1, the result that you get after this step is going to be the 2's complement, or, you know, the negative of the number that you started with. So I'm going to do an example. I wrote down the steps, and we're going to follow them. So we start with 82, and I wrote down the, 82 converted to binary is, you know, those bits. And I just flipped them, right? The ones become zeros, the zeros become ones. So that's step one. And step two is I just add one to the number with the bits flipped. So I'm just copying this number here, and then I just add one. And I'm going to do the,
Can you write 82, wouldn't you just, like, start with the one, not a zero? So, like, how would you know to...
Right, so it's all because of the fact that the numbers are all 8 bits. So I need to fill all these. Yeah, that's a very good question. So because we're using the idea of overflow for 8 bits, it's very important to fill the number to the left with zeros so that we end up with 8 bits. So if you started with 2, which is 1, 0, you would have to write 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1, 0. Okay? And then, you know, when you flip it, it's going to be 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 0. Okay, so I add up 1 to the bits flipped, and I get this number. And And these two, the blue is the tooth complement of the red. You probably can't see that this is blue, but trust me. This was supposed to be blue, and this was supposed to be red. So now let's see if it works out. So basically, this should be minus 82, okay? And let's see if they add up to zero.
So that's like checking our work.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. This might be like a really funny question after what you just said, but so if you put them backwards, it's actually the negative of the number?
It's not.
It's just a
representation of the negative. You can interpret that sequence of bits as the negative of the number.
And the computer's programmed to do that?
Sometimes they do. Yeah, that's how they do subtraction really fast.
I kind of missed you, you know, and I didn't understand. It's adding a negative.
Yes, we want to do subtraction by adding the negative of, by adding negatives.
But it isn't really the negative. It's just the inverse, the flip.
Right.
I miss you.
I know. This is how computers represent negative numbers.
And
you don't have a minus.
When it gets to the end of the digits, it knows to do this automatically, and it's just programmed to do that?
When you program it, you program it that way. It doesn't happen automatically. Like, you know, when you do programming, all sorts of weird stuff happens, and then you have to debug and figure that out. But knowing, I don't know. It's just an idea, you know, that you can use or you have the choice of using or not, basically. But, So this is how we check if the result is zero, and it gives us, you know, one with, so it's, see, the result is not zero. The result is 256. It's one followed by eight zeros. If you convert that, that's 256, but you don't have 9 bits. You only have 8 bits. So this bit is thrown away.
Okay.
Just like the odometer. Like, when you have a car, you don't actually know, I mean, the odometers have a lot of digits, but if you only had 3, you would know if it's 123 miles, if it's 1,123 miles, if it's, you know, you don't know that. You lose that information. Anyways, that's
so
how you...
A good way to, like, up the resale value on a car is to just drive it a million miles. I guess that would cost a lot of repairs.
And if it still works after that, you have a great car.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to get into an accident because, you know, like 20 years ago. All right, so this is it. I mean, yeah, again, this is just an idea. This is how computers do subtraction fast. Even like the chips that they use for, so in the processor, there are chips for subtraction, there are chips for adding, and they use this kind of, this idea because it's easy and fast. So again, this is, you know, you're probably confused by the fact that, you know, here's a number converted to decimal. You would not think of doing minus 82. You would just do, you know, 128 plus 32 plus 8 plus 4 plus 2, right? But this is a way to interpret the sequence of bits because of this happens. And it only happens for 8-bit numbers, okay? Yeah. I'm sorry?
It would be positive, right?
It would be. And it would give you 256 here. So it's 256 minus 82.
No, I'm saying the negative 82, if I was to just convert that, the bits for negative 82 would be a positive, right?
It would be a positive, yep. Yep.
So what numbers are you subtracting here? You say it's an easy way to subtract.
Yeah. So now I can say, okay, so my subtraction is, 128 minus 82. So instead of doing the subtraction and going through all the pain, I just compute the tooth complement of 82, and then I add it to 128. And the result will give me exactly the result for subtraction. But I have to be careful to work with 8 bits. Like, just as in the last clicker questions, you only have 8 bits to store all your numbers. All right, any other questions? So, this is just a slide that summarizes our idea. You know, we can subtract two numbers by taking the tooth complement of the second number and just add them up. And then we don't have to deal with subtraction anymore. Okay, so now we're going to try to make a little box that adds 2 bits. So we have two bits here, A and B, and we have the sum of them and the carry. So here's the table again. So you have, you know, all this table that you already know. When we add two bits, we need to have to keep a sum and a carry. Okay. So the sum is, for example, for zero. Okay. Say these two are zero, right? The sum of them would be zero. So the sum here would be zero, and we don't have any carry, so the carry would be zero too. If we add 1 plus 1, so if they're both true, the sum would be, it's 1 plus 1 is 0, carry the 1. So the sum is 0 and the carry is 1. Okay? So this is how this works. And remember, false is 0 and true is 1. Here's where we're switching between 0, 1s, and false and true. Okay? So we want to fill out that table. Is this clear? No? Yeah, sure. So again, before we talked about bits and converting between binary and decimal, we talked about making a box that solves our problem. Okay, so our problem right now is to make a box that adds two bits. Okay, so our box, would it work with just one bit of output? What happens if there's just one bit of output? So the problem is the two bits can be true or false. This is a truth table. A true is 1, false is 0. So we add them up. We add, you know, if A is false and B is false, we add 0 plus 0. How much is that?
Zero.
It's 0. So say we didn't have the carry. It's 0, okay? Good. So S, the sum is going to be 0, so false. If A is true, false and B is true, it's 0 plus 1 is 1, so the sum will be true. And the carry will be false, because we don't have carry. Okay, and then, you know, what if A is true and B is false? What is the sum? True? It's true. What if they're both true? So, we have, what is 1 plus 1? 0, carry the 1. Okay, so that's why we need this carry here. All right? So if A is true and B is true, the sum will be 0, and the carry will be 1. It will be true, false and true, right?
Okay, this is our table, okay? Is this okay? Is this clear why this is?
So this is our box that adds two bits. Now we can, what is S? What is the expression?
We want to write S and C as a function of A and B.
And?
Who is N?
It's or.
S. Okay, we're talking about S, right? S is...
It's not true. It's true and true is false.
Right. Let's start with C. What is C?
C's
N. C is A and B, right? Okay. Does everybody agree that C is A and B? Sorry?
Not or.
Okay. For S, we can just use the going from truth table to formula. So we make a statement for each true. We make a truth statement for each true. So S is true here and here, right? And A is not, so we have not A and B for this true, and we have A and not B for this true, and we OR them together and get this. Right?
What does that say? It's when A doesn't equal B?
It's when A doesn't equal B. Sure. But we want to just use ands and nots and ors, because we said that ands and nots and ors are our basic building blocks. And we want to build any function using only ands and nots and ors.
So we had a question like this before.
Yeah. You did?
And what was it? You can't answer that A is not B, or S does not equal A is not B.
Well, that's not the right answer. I mean, it is. It's logically, it makes sense. You probably get some points for that.
I got that part, the board, but I simplified the two.
Okay, that's fine. What do you?
Well,
I don't know if you can
simplify.
Yeah, but you only want to use ands and nots and ors. Your simplification needs to have ands and nots and ors and nothing else. Okay? So this is what we get from going from truth table to formula. I guess I was thinking if it's on the slides, like, you know, step one, step two, step three, that's not a... No, well, it wasn't very helpful, but it's okay. Yeah. All right, so this is what we get for S. This is what we get for C. Does anybody disagree with this? No? All right.
Let's move on. Okay, so this is how we can build this gate, right?
So what does this say? C is we take A and we take B and we put them through an AND, and that's C. Okay? S is not A and B, right? So we take A, we put it through a NOT, it goes into an AND with B. And then we take B, put it into a NOT, and it goes into an AND with A, and we OR the two ANDs together, and we get S. Okay? We did this before. Yeah. Okay. So C, just looking at the way it looks. You wouldn't be able to do it. You need the table filled out, and after the table's filled out, you just stare at it. And maybe it looks like something that is something like that. Okay. And then the other one is just like, you know, truth table to formula. So take it's true, make a clause for it, and then or the clauses together. Okay. All right? Can I move on? Is that okay? Good. And now we can also do multiplication, which, you know, you probably think, oh no, but it's really much easier than in decimal. So, I don't know. I had to memorize the multiplication table for all the digits between, you know, 1 and 9, I think, when I was in second grade. So this is all you need to know. This is your multiplication table. You only have 0 and 1, and that's it. Okay, so no, you know, 6 times 7. Okay, so then
this becomes really easy. Because, say, these are your two numbers, and whenever you have ones,
okay, and you take the second number and you go, just as in decimal, you go right to left, and whenever you have a one, you just copy the number above, because it's one times one is one, one times zero is zero, one times one is one, da 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 da, and so on. So you can just copy it because it's one times that number. You copy the number for each one.
So the second digit
from the right is a 1 again, so we're going to copy the number again,
shift it a little bit, like that. Then we can skip 2, right, because
0 times this number is going to be 0, so we're going to have 0, 0, 0, 0, we don't write it. 0 times the number is going to be another 0.
So we're going to copy the number again, shifted
because of this digit here, okay? And 0 again, that we're going to skip.
And then we just add. So do you remember, like, in the, I don't know if, yeah, I guess I'm assuming that everybody has done multiplication recently. Okay. Sorry. Never mind. You know? Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh. The idea is that it's really easy to do, and it's just copying numbers and shifting and adding. This addition might be a little painful, though. Because you might have... I'm sorry?
There's zeros there, right? How did you get to that big number?
How did I get to this big number? I just added... So you imagine there's zeros here.
Okay.
Zero, 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 zero... You fill the number with the zeros and
move it over that many times.
First it moves once.
Yeah, so it moves once for this one. It stays the same. It moves one for this one. It moves. you know, the 1% of the class who has done multiplication recently knows that you have to move.
You're actually just multiplying.
Like, yeah, you just multiply. Yep. But you don't even... Right. You don't even have to multiply because it's 1 times something.
Yeah.
So just copy it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so you always copy the top number?
So you just copy
the
top
number? Sorry.
The top number. Is the top number we always copy?
Yes. The top number always gets copied for each one of the second number. You know? Anyway. You're not going to have to do this. I was just... I guess I got excited because this is very easy and I hate multiplication.
Don't do that.
It's normal.
Wait, so you don't have to do this?
But then you have to add 4 binaries?
No.
On the exam? This is not going to be on the exam?
Maybe not. I mean, I don't think you... probably not, no.
I don't understand the shifting.
Okay, so the shifting is just when you multiply... Okay, so say you're over with... You've done this one. You move to this one. You just copy this number, but shift it under this digit. This is just like the way you do it in decimal. Like whenever you have a few digits here, if you multiply this digit to the number, you just write it, like you align it to the digit that you're using, the current digit that you're using.
Can you multiply a 3-digit number on the
blackboard? Oh.
I'll multiply a 3-digit number on the blackboard. All right, let's see if that works.
With just ones and like maybe,
I'm going to try.
I see. It's like one of those magic eyes.
987 times 105. All right, so I'm doing a decimal number right now. 5 times 7 is 35. Okay. Okay. 5 times 8 is 40, plus 3 is 43, 5 times 9 is 45, oh, and I have to carry, sorry, 4. 5 times 9 is, what is it? 45 plus 4, 49. Alright? Okay. Then the 0, I can write the 0, but I don't have to. But I can say 0 times 7 is 0, 0 times 8 is 0, 0 times 9 is 0. So every time I take a digit and I multiply each digit by all the digits of this number, and I write the result aligned with that digit. So here I move the 0 a little bit to 1 to the left. And now I'm doing this one. 1 times 7 is 7. Again, I started aligned to this number because I'm using this digit right now. 1 times 7 is 7, 1 times 8 is 8, 1 times 9 is 9. And then I add them all together, 5, 3, 16, 5 plus 8 is 13, and 10. I guess, yeah, I wasn't thinking, yeah, anyway. To me, this is like, oh yeah, you know? All right, I'm sorry. I apologize for this example. And I don't know. I really like the fact that it's so easy, you know, as opposed to this horrible thing. Okay.
I think you're allowed to use calculators since, like, 6th grade.
What would happen if you had to add 4 ones?
If you add 4 ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good question. 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. That's 4, right? So, let's say this is 0 and 1, and this is what we have to do. 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 1, 4, which is 1, 0, 0. So it's 0, 0, and I carry the 1 here. So I carry it,
add to the sum again.
You cannot do that, but it's weird because there's no, like, 4s and 3s.
And if you showed, like, the example of 5 plus 1,
5 plus 1 plus 1?
Because if you converted it to decimal, 101 is 5.
Oh, gotcha, right. So this is 5111. And the sum is, this is 2. So I'm sorry, I need to finish this. 1 plus 1 is 0 carrying 1. So this is 5 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 8. Okay, so if you convert this number to decimal, it will give you 8. Yeah, it's weird. Anyway. This is not going to be on the exam, definitely. I just decided that.
Okay, so there's a lot of, we can basically define all the operations, and they're, you know, we can define them, and we can implement them by using only ands, ors, and nots. And they're much easier than in decimal, believe it or not. Okay, so here's our next idea that we're going to do. So we're going to take the ideas that we have right now and build on top of them. We have, for now, we had a black box, and we had a bunch of inputs, and we had some outputs, and the box was fixed in time. Its functionality was very fixed. So now what happens if we take the output and put them through the inputs again? So link something like this. And we're going to talk about state machines. And the state machines are a black box, basically, where the output depends not just only on the input, but also on the history of what happened before, on the inputs that we got in the past. And we're going to have a few examples. So these are state machines. Traffic lights are a state machine. What happens right now depends on, you know, not just the input, you know, maybe there's a timer in there, but also, you know, was it green before or was it red before? A combination locks, you need to go through a certain number of steps for it to be locked or unlocked. Christmas lights that light a certain way, they have a certain pattern. These are legal contracts, which say, you know, if this happens, then this. You know, if we were in this state, if the person broke this law or whatever, this needs to happen. That's not a legal contract, but... So, for example, if you have the retractable ballpoint pen, there's two states. It can be either extended or retracted, right? And we can change the state by clicking, you know, the button, and we get an output. We get it either extended or retracted. So it looks like, you know, I called it RBP, stands for retractable ballpoint pen. And it's a box, and it has one input and it has one output. And the input is clicking, if we clicked or not, and the output is retracted or retract the pen or extend the pen. And we put the input, we link it to the output, so basically, once we clicked, say the ballpoint was extended, once maybe retracted. Okay, so we clicked, it becomes extended, and then it changes the state of the ballpoint pen. Now it's going to be extended again. And when we click, it's going to change it back again. Also, the combination locks, the states are the last, say our combination lock takes 3 digits to unlock. And it only needs to remember the last 3 digits that we dialed. So we can dial a number, and that's the input, and it remembers the last 3 digits. And the output is, you know, it opens or it doesn't open. So here's how this can look like. Say our lock was, our combination was 052. It's in the state locked. It gets a 0. It says first digit is right. It gets into this state. If we don't dial 5 after that, it goes back into locked. It says not cool. But if it gets, if the first digit is right and it gets a 5, then the second digit is right. If the second digit is, the third digit is anything but a 2, it goes back, I think this should go back to locked. I need to change this diagram. Okay? And then the third digit is 2 and it unlocks it. Another example is traffic lights. This is, you know, when somebody designs a traffic light, they want this to happen, right? There's an intersection, and they want this to be green, and this to be red for a certain amount of time, and then they want this to be red, and then this to be green for a certain amount of time. But the transition between the states is not direct, otherwise there'd be accidents. If you go from the higher states, so, you know, the street that we're on right now, as a green light, in order to go to the red light, it needs to go through yellow. And same way, you need another state for going the other way. So these are the four states of a traffic light. Okay, and now we're gonna try to build Christmas lights. I know it's not the season, but we might need a few months to be successful. And we're trying to make blinking lights, okay? So they blink once every second, okay? So what happens if we have, let's just think of one light right now. We have one light. We have one light bulb or little Christmas light. And this is what we want to do. We want to have the light on for 1 second, and we want the light to be off for 1 second. On for 1 second, off for 1 second, and so on. So we make a Boolean variable, of course, that is the old light is true if the light was on 1 second ago, and false if the light was off 1 second ago. And then we have a new light, which is the light, which is true if the light is on this second, and false if the light is off this second. Okay, so now we have to write down what is new light in terms of old light. Okay, so this is what we said. This is light 1 second ago. Light was false 1 second ago. Light needs to be true now. Light was true 1 second ago. Light needs to be false now. Okay? So what is this? This is our box. And we need, this is the old light comes in and new light comes out.
It's a not gate.
It's a not gate. Right? Everybody agree that? A not gate. Okay? It's a not gate because it changes whatever the input is. And now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to link the output of the gates to the input. Okay? And this will take 1 second. It's a really long wire, and the light takes 1 second to go through. I mean, there's delay. We can set up the delay, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to link the output to the input and have the blinking light, right? Do you all see how this will blink if we have this? If we have a light bulb here, how it's going to be on for 1 second and off for 1 second and on for 1 second and off for 1 second? Because we did that link there. So here's a demo, which... there's a demo that we can use, but... let's say we have three lights. This is our demo. This is not our demo, but we're gonna have a demo. And this is the new light. The new lights are blue, and the old lights are black. And maybe I'll start the demo because that's gonna help us see. Here's our demo. We can write here. Let's see, this is true. And we have all these lights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lights. And we can set up here an expression in terms of A, B, and C. For example, if I make everybody here A,
the light turns on because A is true. Okay? So these lights take whatever the value of A is. A is true, right? Okay, let's do what we just did before. Let's say that A is not A, right? So again, these blue lights, these blue variables are the new light. And what I'm gonna write here, not A, is going to be, so new A is going to be old, not old A. So as you can see here, because everybody's equal to A, they're all blinking now. Okay? Does this make sense? What if I wanted to one to blink? So alternatively, like one, the first one to blink and the second one to blink in counter time. So when this one is on, this one is off, and when this one is on, this one is off. What would I have to do?
Go
ahead. Change one of these. Which one? Okay, every other one, right? Yes. So let's see. Let's do not A. Okay? All right. So we have this, like, we're starting to look a little Christmassy. No? I guess not. All right, but we made some progress. So let's try to do something else. Let's try to play with this a little bit. What should I? We can change B and C too if we wanted to. For example, set C to true. Say we wanted the third one to be on all the time, and the sixth one to be on all the time. And so we have this. It's not a pattern. Yeah, it's not. I don't like it either. But let's try something else. Why don't you give me some ideas? ABC. What is this gonna do? Some of them on hold.
Well, no, and then just
A is not B.
A is not B. Okay, B is not A. Okay. Oops, it got stuck. Because we change it at a certain time and it doesn't really get to blink, right? Like it got stuck on, so A got stuck on true and B got stuck on false.
It did not say.
And what should I do?
Throw some ores in there.
Throw some ores in there.
Yeah.
All right. So you, I'm gonna post a link to this. You guys can play with it a little bit. We're gonna continue talking. We're gonna make some cute patterns next time.
And
I didn't program this. I'm using stuff from last year.
So yeah.
It's Python.
Should I talk to Chris about my computer then next class?
Yeah, you can.
Because he emailed me and said there's just like a bug in the system.
Oh, really?
And so my like clicker number fell through, so.
Do you want me to take a look if it like went through today?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't.
I mean, you'll write down your name, and you want an extension until tomorrow, or...
Well, are you there for extra help today, like now? Or
yeah, no? I can help you right now.
Okay.
Are you sure? Yeah. Did you want to ask the question?
I don't know. This is not an excuse, but I thought I saw February 22nd as a resubmission date or something. I thought that was the day it was due.
Right. That's fine.
So I didn't
do
the homework yet.
Okay. You can get an extension if you want.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to need...
points off and stuff?
Not if you came and told me. I mean, I understand. It's actually the 22nd.
I don't know why I saw the 22nd. I'm like, okay, I still have time. I just didn't even look at it.
Yeah, the 22nd is when you can't submit after that date on Sakai. But okay, tomorrow's and you know, write down your name and I don't know, if you need help, I'm gonna have officers tomorrow, TSO officers.
They're all on the syllabus?
They're on that syllabus.
Okay.
The office and the times. And you can, I don't know, I guess if you haven't started it yet, you probably need a few days, I mean at least.
I started like the first few.
Okay.
So I have the first few done.
Do you know how long you're gonna need or?
Maybe by tomorrow
the
next day.
I mean, sure. You can have, I mean, if you want by the end of the week or.
Yeah?
Yeah, Friday.
And then you won't, there won't be any
points. There won't be any points.
All right.
This is also the first homework, so everybody's trying to figure it out. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely. I'm interested in you guys understanding.
Okay.
It's not as much as in the grade, you know.
So I'm going to try my hardest to get as much done today and tomorrow.
Okay.
And then if I find myself having any trouble, then I'll come to the office.
Okay, sounds good. And even if I don't have office hours, I can come or the TA.
Okay.
Yeah, but write down your name so I know.
Okay.
You need an extension.
The other side.
But thank you for letting me know.
Oh, thank you for it was. I don't know why I got.
Yeah, I know. It happens. The reason why I had deadlines is because I don't want people to be at the end of the semester. Like I don't like homework deadlines, but at the end of the semester there's like exams and there's like, you know, people don't get to do it anymore, and
yeah.
It's definitely easier to.
Yeah.